This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
شدوا بعضكم يا أهل فلسطين شدوا بعضكم ما ودعتكم رحلة فلسطين ما ودعتكم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers, my sisters in Islam and everyone, the persisting issue of Palestine and the ongoing atrocities that are being committed against them day in and day out under our watch, under the watch of the entire world, had reminded me of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned in the Quran. And subhanAllah, I don't remember exactly who compared Yusuf alayhi salam and his story to that of Palestine and what's happening to them today, but it's very interesting to share those thoughts. Inshallah, perhaps they will bring about light and hope in the middle of this dark phase that we are all going through. That individual mentioned that Palestine was not eaten by the wolf, but rather it was thrown into a dark and deadly well. Just like how Yusuf alayhi salam was thrown in Ghayabat al-Jubb, in that well, and was betrayed by his own brothers. Palestine too was betrayed by its own people, by the Muslims and the Arabs, because Palestine is not just belong to the Palestinians. Palestine is a land that was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as mentioned in the Quran. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa الذي باركنا حوله. A glory be to the one who took his servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca, al-Masjid al-Haram, from the Kaaba, all the way to Jerusalem, all the way to Al-Quds, al-Masjid al-Aqsa, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed all its surrounding. Palestine is part of this blessing. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he brought Yusuf alayhi salam from injustice, from being thrown into jail for many, many years unjustly, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring victory our brothers and sisters in Islam, in Palestine. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establish justice on earth as he had established justice through Yusuf alayhi salam and his ability to shine and to prove his innocence after years of injustice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon those shuhada, those who were martyred. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal the wounded. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant patience and perseverance to those who have lost their loved ones. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all entry to Palestine when it is finally in the hands of those who deserve it. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shiddu ba'adkum, ya ahl Palestine, shiddu ba'adkum. Ma wadda'adkum, rahlat Palestine, ma wadda'adkum.